Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
Welcome back to SEC Media Days live here on Digital Drive, what used to be Radio Row. And we are now joined by Matt Gladson of Texas Longhorns on SI. Matt, you're an Ole Miss alum, first of all, so thanks for stopping by. We're going to hit on a lot of different topics, but we do catch you on a day that Archmania has hit here in Atlanta. From your perspective as an Ole Miss guy, but also covering the Longhorns now, what's it like seeing that kind of on a daily basis almost?
It's unlike anything I've ever seen, honestly. Like, I mean, I've known Billy for 10 years now, I think. And I've been around a lot of football. I've been around the NBA, covered Cowboys games in person. I've done pretty much everything, but I've never seen the type of hype that surrounds a kid who's played 2.5 games and a couple extra snaps. A lot of it comes with the name. A lot of it comes with the recruiting, but a lot of this stuff is just getting so out of control that it's kind of hard to keep track of. I mean, you know, Paul Feinbaum saying he's the best thing since Tim Tebow, all that kind of stuff. It's like, let's let the kid play football. You know, and see what you can do on. I mean, the film shows that he's a elite quarterback. You know, the things that he does that, you know, could be better than Quinn Ewers or you know, the physical tools that he has, why he could be a number one NFL draft pick. But like, let's let the kid play some football and see how he does on a game by game basis before we crown him the best ever. You know?
So as far as where he is and Austin Simmons are, they're very similar trajectories, right? They haven't played a lot, but like one, you see one side of them. Now Austin's getting some shine too, but not like Archmania here. When you see where they are as far as the developmental track, we know that Austin still, like you said, with Arch has something to prove. Let him play some football. Where is he developmentally, right, for you as far as mastering of the playbook, all that kind of stuff, leadership, all this stuff? Like, is he in the place he's like they hoped he would be entering his starting year, if that makes sense for Arch?
Yeah, I think he's absolutely there. Sark talked about it just a minute ago when we did our media breakout that, you know, they can throw the whole playbook at him and he's ready for it. I think sitting and learning behind Quinn for 2 years was really big for him. Especially last year, you know, getting to come in and spot minutes and getting to replace him when he was, you know, when he was injured for those couple games was really big for him. But he's also, he's just a junkie. He's a football junkie. Like the stuff with his uncles is one thing, but you listen to the players talk about him, you listen to the coaches talk about him, and all that kid does is grind football and grind film and work out with the guys. He's become a tremendous leader. I think he's exactly on the trajectory they want him to be on. I'm hesitant to put too much pressure on him just because of all the, you know, the newness to the game. I mean, guys walking into the shoe in the first game of the season. So, and Texas fans are a little bit ravenous with their quarterbacks. I mean, who got more hate than Quinn Ewers last year for, you know, getting you to the college football playoff semifinals? So I think people need to be patient with him, but I think the coaching staff is, you know, he's exactly where the coaching staff wants him to be, and they're ready for him to take the reins for sure.
Here's my question. If, you know, because like you said, Texas fans could be rabid about their quarterback play. If they were so anti-Quinn after a while last year, why couldn't Arch, you know, get in if he was this transcendent? Was he just not ready? Was it that not the place developmentally? I mean, because Steve Spurrier made the quip, and it was funny and also kind of true. It's like the kid hadn't played football yet. Like, why couldn't he take over Quinn Ewers if it's just like this next Tim Tebow, like Paul Feinbaum's talking about?
Well, I think part of it has to do with loyalty to Quinn with Sark. I mean, he already won him a conference championship. He got him to the college football playoff. I can't remember a time in college football history when a guy was a Heisman Trophy candidate, just won a conference title, just got to the college football playoff semifinal, and then got benched for, you know, a redshirt freshman.
Tua, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that was in a national title game.
Yeah,
you know, taking over for a whole season—that's a different topic.
100%. Yeah,
no doubt.
I think that if he had come in, maybe potentially against Georgia in the second half, or you know, in against Ohio State in the second half, that's a situation you could probably look at where, you know, the old ball coach might have a point. But you know, nobody knew that playbook better than Quinn. Nobody knew those players better than Quinn. If you just look at the Arizona State game in the quarterfinal at that 4th and 13. He changes the protection. He realizes blitz, changes the protection, hits guy over the top. I don't know that Arch could have made that adjustment at the line. Yep. Maybe he could have, but Sark knew that Quinn could make that kind of play. He knew that Quinn was always going to put them in the best position to win, even if maybe he wasn't as physically talented as Arch. He knew that he was going to get him in the best position to win. I think that's why he ended up sticking with him. And now Arch is going to have 2 years to prove why that, you know, he deserves to be the starter and why he deserves all the hype.
What are the holes in Texas this year? You know, everybody's going to look at Arch and a lot of the hype and things like that, and you get C.J. Baxter back, correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
And coming off that injury, there's a lot of recruiting that's going the right way. What are the holes, though, in this program that you're seeing, if any?
It's hard to find holes in terms of the program, that's for sure. In terms of the roster, I would say that my biggest concerns, probably offensive line, just because it's almost an entirely new unit outside of DJ Campbell at right guard. Trevor Goosby played some very valuable snaps in the latter half of the season last year, but he hasn't had a whole season as a starter. They're going to have a new left guard, new center, new right tackle. So that's something that people are going to really have to pay attention to, especially in the SEC where, I mean, you guys know as well as anyone, that's a tough place to play offensive line.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wide receiver is also a largely inexperienced group. They got DeAndre Moore back, who's going to be probably the number one go-to guy in terms of just play after play, the guy that Arch trusts the most. Ryan Wingo is an absolute freak on the outside. But
yeah. Another player that Ole Miss desperately wanted, Ryan Wingo. Keep going.
Yeah.
This Ole Miss grad over here.
I remember that one very well. And then, you know, they got Emmett Mosley from Stanford, who was a very productive player at Stanford as a freshman. But behind him, there's really not a whole lot. You got three freshmen that are going to be playing big minutes. Parker Livingstone is a guy that they really anticipate stepping up. But like I said, it's a largely inexperienced group. On the defensive side of the ball, they're almost entirely new at defensive tackle, which is something that's been kind of a trend for them over the last couple of years. And they developed that position very well. But, you know, anytime you bring in four transfers to start, and then you got a true freshman in Justice Terry, who's going to be, you know, expected to play a lot, then, you know, there could be some issues there. I feel like all those places are going to be in a pretty good spot. But, you know, we're going to find out in week one when that's play against Ohio State for sure.
When you sit now and you're able to maybe catch an Ole Miss game or, you know, follow up on what's going on in Oxford.
Go.
Yeah, there you go. Right there. You can have that in front of you. But where do you see the program as now? Maybe a little bit of an outsider, but somebody who still obviously gets to care a lot about Ole Miss too in that respect. What's that weird balance like in the media world too?
Well, it's kind of tough for me because I like to watch every single snap of Ole Miss football. So,
were you born and raised that way, or did it like come to you? Like, how did you?
Well, so I grew up a Texas fan because my whole family went to Texas, and then my older sister went to Ole Miss. And I didn't get into Texas. Well, I got into Texas, but that's a whole other story. I didn't know about it for a few years. But regardless, I ended up going to Ole Miss and just embraced the Oxford lifestyle and the culture. All my best friends are from there. So, like, just really got ingrained into football. And, you know, so I like watching every snap of Ole Miss. It's hard for me because covering Texas, they play a lot at the same time.
It's a day.
Yeah, it's
a
lot.
These big programs that we cover, I mean, it's your day.
Yeah, especially if it's an afternoon game, like not morning, not night game. Yeah. You kind of, you're there early, you leave late. So
I have to enjoy the Red River rivalry there for you. Yeah.
So you got to cover. You got to cover a lot of those, and you're not really in a position to watch every snap. So I have to record them and like go back and watch. But you know, from an outside perspective, I couldn't be happier with where they are as a program. I love Lane Kiffin. He's not only is he hilarious, but I think he's a hell of a football coach. He's exciting to watch. It's a much more enjoyable product on the field than it was in years past.
When you were there.
Yeah. When I was there.
Well, he got the Cotton Bowl in 2009.
I did get the Cotton Bowl in 2009 and the one in 2008 as well. I went to both of those
both
games.
Both back-to-back Cotton Bowls. 50 years, as Houston Dale Nutt would tell us. 50 years.
But I was also there for the Ed Orthron years. Yeah. So it was a little bit of a give and
same,
take.
Buddy.
And, you know, watching
Ethan Flatt losing to Wyoming. I was right there with
you. That was a tough one, man. And, like, the Hugh Freeze years were fun for a while, and then the Matt Luke years were tough. But right now I just feel like it's in a better position than it's ever been. And when you got a guy like Lane Kiffin leading the program who's, you know, not this grouchy old, you know, curmudgeon that's kind of standoffish with the media, he embraces everything. He's recruiting really well. He's using the portal really well. And then you got, you know, guys like Austin Simmons, a quarterback, who I just cannot wait to watch. I honestly couldn't be happier about it, man.
Well, it's really cool to hear Lane yesterday talking about how Oxford has impacted him, especially after losing his parents and how the community responded about it. And you said you're listening to Matthew, too. I mean, like, the Oxford community, it's something that don't visit or it's going to be a part of you, right? I mean, that's something that doesn't really leave you, right?
Man, I honestly didn't know what to expect when I got there because I'd only been there when I was a kid, and I didn't get really – like, I got to go to the Grove once or something when I was younger. But once I got there, just the community and the small town college feel is something real special. The history behind it, all those different things. But then, you know, you get on campus and I went through the journalism program and all the teachers that I can't believe we never
Bishop
crossed
Paul,
paths.
I mean, we had to.
Yeah,
we had to.
100 times, I'm sure. We just never met each other, which is crazy. But you know, just going through all that stuff and learning the Ole Miss culture and embracing it. And honestly, the food is a pretty big draw, too, I can't get enough of. But, I cover Texas. I cover Texas A&M, but I'm going to be a Rebel for life. And it's because of everything that I experienced there and I learned there. And my nephew's going there next. And I can't wait to see
Intern Luke.
Intern Luke here with us at Rebel Grove on 3.
Yeah, I can't wait to have him experience it and go through all those things. So, yeah, I mean, it's a really special place. And if you haven't been, which I'm pretty sure most of the people haven't been, you got to give it a shot. It's the coolest place in the world.
Well, awesome. Matt, it's been fun, obviously, seeing you, you know, get into what you're doing now on SI and just continuing to do your thing, man. It's fun. So appreciate you stopping by, giving us quite the unique perspective on everything going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do it. Happy to come on with you guys whenever you want. And I owe a lot to Billy because he was one of the first people I ever worked for in the business, and he taught me a whole hell of a lot. So it was great talking to you guys, and do it again sometime.
Definitely. Enjoy the rest of SEC Media Days. All right. Matt Gladson of Texas Longhorns on SI stopping by with us on Talk of Champions. We appreciate him and you guys for listening. Catch you guys next time.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at macweldon.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.